There's an exciting new two-year program coming to Bloomfield College, Court Reporting. And joining us is the director of that program. He's also the library director here at Bloomfield College, Dr. Greg Reed.
Court Reporting is probably the best-kept secret out there in the job market. If it's not the best, it's one of the best. It's nothing new. It's been around since the witch trials in the 1600s. Even they had a transcript of the court record. And the profession has continued since that time. Court reporting is relatively unsung. It pays very well. There are a number of court reporters that make six figures and above. It is a profession that does not require a four-year college degree to complete. In fact, the new Bloomfield College program starting January is a two-year certificate program. It's a challenging program, and it prepares one for positions not only in the traditional judicial system, but also for careers in closed captioning, TV closed captioning. There's CART, which is computer-assisted real-time translation, which helps for hearing-impaired applications. And there's a number of other ancillary jobs for which court reporting training, you know, positions one. And these are very lucrative. Part-time and full-time positions are available. It's an ideal profession for a career changer. It's very common to see persons with a bachelor's degree and or something above that that change careers and go into court reporting. It's ideal for persons who are not particularly mobile, who must, for example, stay at home. Like when one watches television closed captioning late at night, chances are the person who is doing the captioning, executing the captioning, is sitting at home, perhaps in their pajamas, doing the actual work. But that's how versatile one is prepared to be when completing a court reporting program. So we're very excited to have this at Bloomfield College. It is going to be the only face-to-face court reporting program in New Jersey and one of the relatively few left in the Northeast. So it's a great opportunity for persons of, you know, all along the age spectrum and at various stages of career, you know, from persons just out of high school to persons, you know, middle-aged looking to change careers. It's, again, a wonderful thing to be able to bring to Bloomfield College and New Jersey.
A lot of people don't even know what a library director does, Dr. Reed. So tell us about how you got to this point and then how that ties to the court reporting.
Well, the library directorship position is what brought me to Bloomfield College. I've been here since August of 2017. At this point, I have more than 20 years' experience directing academic libraries, college and university libraries. My father was an administrator at a university library, so there's some lineage to it there for me. Various points along the way, I've started as a library director and then also added other duties to my till. For example, I've been a provost level administrator at a couple different institutions along the way. One of those institutions had court reporting. But the original question, I should finish answering that first, is what does a library director do? Well, I'm sort of the ringmaster. I'm the boss. I manage the staff. I ensure that everybody gets paid on time. I listen to the input from the entire campus community, students, faculty, staff. Try to keep things up to date, try to ensure that our service quality is maintained. In an era of budget difficulties, I try to streamline things so that you know, we maintain service levels without any kind of sacrifice. To this point, been pretty successful here with that effort. I enjoy being a library director. I also enjoy the academic administrative part of it. And when I came to Jersey, I discovered that there was no face-to-face court reporting program in the state. Saw an opportunity for Bloomfield to access a new and different and supplemental student population, And I had the experience directing this program, so I knew the curriculum. I hired the faculty previously, modified the curriculum, processed the student complaints. It's a world in and of itself, but something that is going to make a difference for a number of students here. So I guess I do have the dual role at the college right now, library director, court reporting program director, and I'm very okay with that. It's all by choice.
And it's a huge job, and when you talk about running libraries at colleges, it is so crucial that they're getting the access to what's most important in today's world, because obviously libraries have changed dramatically over the years. So you really have to be up to date on everything they need.
Well, it's a question of knowing the curriculum, familiarizing with the trends in the field, familiarizing with the directions that your institution wants to go academically, because libraries at their core are service functions, and that's never to be forgotten along the way. We are here to help people do what they already do even better. That's students in their classes, that's faculty with their teaching and their research in some cases, and even a fair number of staff members come in here and use our services, you know, that will help them in their work. It's a pretty broad user base even within, you know, a college setting. And it's a challenge to, you know, ensure that the, you know, that the base of users is adequately served, but it's an enjoyable challenge. The field has evolved, certainly. It's much more online than at any time previous. That trend is not receding anytime soon. There still is a place for the library as an entity, as a gathering spot, as a social place for folks to come back. And I have plans like to add a cafeteria to the back of the library at some point in the next couple years. I'm looking to modify the floor plan more than I already have to try to accommodate, you know, group study and things that students want. Again, this is in line with following national trends, as it were. So it'll fill a day for somebody, you know, trying to serve, you know, one's own community as well as keep an eye on the bigger picture of what, you know, libraries do. Libraries are not going to go away on college campuses. They will have a function. They will continue to evolve. And for me, it's always been an enjoyable way to make a living.
Court reporting isn't going away either, and it is a job that once you're in place, you've mentioned, you know, you have a chance at longevity. It's one of the big things about court reporting. What type of individual are we looking for? Who would be a best court reporter? What kind of skills do they need to have? What kind of motivation do they need to have?
Well, court reporting is a pretty eclectic mix as far as the persons who go into it. Well, common denominators are a baseline level of manual dexterity. Persons have to be pretty competent in speaking and writing the English language, as it were. There needs to be a certain amount of stick-to-itiveness, tenacity, because the program itself is very challenging. The program as we have it set up for face-to-face, for example, is 3 to 4 hours of class, 4 days a week, and then there's significant practice time outside of class that goes along with it for the foundational classes, as it were. It's very performance-based, so persons who are disciplined are those who tend to do best in this kind of endeavor. Persons who are used to practicing to build competence are those who, you know, tend to do best, at least in the door. And you know, athletes are prime examples of persons who, you know, have the tools in their background to be able to apply to this successfully. Persons in music who are, you know, accustomed to practice to and repeated practice in pursuit of excellence. Persons in the military are, you know, very accustomed to the concept of discipline and staying on task in order to, you know, reach a goal. it takes a lot of intrinsic motivation for one to be able to succeed in court reporting. Again, it's very performance-based. There really is no fudge factor or anything. You know, one either makes it to the requisite speeds or one does not. But it's not a difficult transition for those to make. What we really seek in a student is somebody who, you know, is vested in it as a career and is willing to apply themselves accordingly to get there. It's not easy for anybody, but the rewards are, you know, enough of an allure for someone to stay with it most cases.
We're speaking with Dr. Greg Reed, who is the library director here at Bloomfield College, and also will be teaching a court reporting class that will begin in January of 2020. Talking about this position of court reporting, there's a lot of responsibility to doing the job well, and thus what you're talking about, having the stick-to-itiveness and the skills to be able to do it, because people's lives are on the line.
It's amazing. Reporters term themselves guardians of the record. In fact, that's, you can even find that on the National Court Reporters Association documentation, guardians of the record. They truly are. There's a lot of noise in a courtroom, and by noise I mean literal. For example, people sometimes talk over each other. There are extraneous noises, maybe a horn sounding from the street, or somebody moves a chair and it makes a screech. Going to a full audio capture taping provision for capturing court proceedings is very risky because of factors like that. There can be elements of a court testimony that can get lost that way if there's no human element involved within. And there have been instances where the testimony, the recording of the testimony itself, you know, took a dramatic turn and an erroneous turn because the testimony was improperly captured or absent that way. Kind of tragic instances, that messes around with the justice system negatively that way. Yes, there's been some effort at cost cutting in certain jurisdictions to go to straight audio capture without adding a human element, but lessons have been learned from that too, and the pendulum is kind of swinging back to having, a human taking the testimony, as it were. It all matters because a human reporter can ask for clarifications on the spot, can ask an attorney for clarifications, ask the judge on case, ask a witness, actually interrupt a witness. That's how important the record is, and in certain cases that are extremely sensitive, those details are just make or break, as it were. And court reporters are some of the most professional people I've ever met in my career. My higher ed career is getting close to 30 years at this point. They take their profession seriously and defend it vigorously and admirably, as it were. It's really a fascinating field.
If my life is on the line, I want a real person there. I mean, even when it comes to just dealing with phone calls about your business, that you have to do with, you want that real person there. We see transcriptions on TV, and we see even with, the learning systems of various languages, there's always mixed, messages and people getting the wrong word out. So I would never want it just to be captured by audio. I'm so glad to hear you say that, that most people realize that it's important to have a human being actually taking down the recordings. You have a passion for higher ed. What has kept you excited? What excites you about being here at Bloomfield College? What excited you about staying in higher ed for more than 30 years?
Higher ed keeps a person young. It keeps a person's thoughts and energies in the right place. It's a kick. I mean, to see a young person come in, you know, regardless background, regardless socioeconomic status, and then, you know, emerge after a certain number of years, you know, fully prepared to engage in something professionally. That's a kick. You know, I've made a ton of friends both within and outside my peer group by working in higher education. It also keeps one current on field trends, as it were. You know, because fields change along the way. I know my father, you know, I mentioned my father, and he was an administrator himself in higher education, but his field completely changed over from the time he started in higher ed in 1969 till he retired in 2000. A complete, you know, it was just a total makeover of his field.
And where did he teach?
University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. That was his higher ed, you know, career. He also had, you know, he worked blue collar, you know, the environment from which he came for a number of years. But, you know, he went to school, got his advanced degrees, and then went into higher education. Never regretted it. And you know, I pretty much, you know, went right into higher ed to start my career. And I've never regretted it either.
You mentioned trends. There are so many court shows on TV. Now, we're not talking to the people who just like the court atmosphere. This is much more intense. This is not just somebody who wants to be around the court atmosphere. When you want to be a court reporter, the responsibilities of what we've been talking about are tremendous. So we want to make it clear it's not, oh boy, I like to watch Judge Judy and I want to be a part of a courtroom atmosphere. That's not what we're talking about.
It's a lot of things. I mean, if one wants to be in that, you know, in the crosshairs of the judicial system and, you know, sensitive trials, that's out there. But there's another element to related professions that's totally different. And that's what I'm trying to educate, you know, folks about, because it's just not commonly known. I certainly had no concept of it prior to managing this program at another institution. But for example, the TV closed captioning track, that is a wonderful way for one to, you know, to earn significant income, either part or full time. And at a place like Bloomfield College, you know, a person can acquire this proficiency, this certificate, after 2 years, and then make some good money part time, and then perhaps even pursue, if they're young and they still want to go to college after that, no problem. They can do that. Had I known about this, I'm trying to encapsulate this into into something digestible here. Had I known about this 30, 35 years ago, I likely would have gone into court reporting first and then used the, you know, the funds that I earned from that to take care or at least defray the costs of a regular college education afterward. They're not mutually exclusive. I mean, one can go to college before or after enrolling in a court reporting program. But it's worth the effort for those who, you know, there's a lot out there as a reward for a successful pursuit of court reporting. And I'm trying to, you know, spread that word best I can.
So for those who are listening here on WBGO, how do they get involved with this class?
Best way to link with the Bloomfield College program is to contact me directly at the college. That said, there's a number of other avenues one can pursue for information about the profession and some introductory experiences that are no cost, no obligation. One of those is called Project Steno. ProjectSteno.org, I believe their website. They offer 6 week free classes once per week, and they will give somebody participating a real good idea of what court reporting is about to enable them best decision on their terms, whether they want to plunk money into a formal educational program. So Project Steno offers something called basic training. Basic training, that's the term they use for it, their free 6 week program. The National Court Reporters Association, on the other hand, offers their own. They have their own website, ncra.org, but they also offer a separate 6 week free program that can enable a participant to truly test the waters, get their hands on a machine, try taking some dictation and see if this is the kind of thing they want to pursue heartily for the next couple years. So the NCRA and Project Steno, separately from all that, are great sources of information. much free information, a lot of videos that are available on the web. YouTube has a lot of information from both those organizations as well, short videos that are easy to watch. So I would encourage anybody who's even got a notion about court reporting to, you know, to look into those avenues, learn about the profession. Anyone, you know, in the Bloomfield College community or surrounding is certainly welcome to talk with me about it. You know, I you know, have a vested interest in this program because it's, you know, something that's going to be great for Bloomfield College, for the state of New Jersey, and for persons who complete it. Regardless, I can, you know, offer a, you know, a pretty objective view on, you know, what's involved in order to complete the program and what's on the other side of it once a person does. I think the more people know about this, the more likely they are to really want to pursue it.
You had a master's in German.
A master's in German that came about for a number of reasons, started in high school as an interest of mine. Continued to pursue it because I had an affinity for it. Some of that was, you know, being young and being, you know, pretty fluid of mind and able to learn other languages relatively quickly. Now, there's a nice tie into court reporting with that because, you know, folks, studies show that folks have seem to have a pliability of their mind, of their cognitive functions when they're relatively young. And that's when they best learn other languages. And court reporting as such is kind of another language, really. In terms of capturing audio cryptically on a small machine, you know, by stroking the keys on the machine in certain ways, like a chord, like a piano chord, it's learning a different language. So I took up German pretty, you know, readily when I was 15, 16 years old. Had court reporting been in my sights, I bet I would have taken that up readily at 15 or 16. I can't go back and do it again, but I think I can help others at this point.
And so I would imagine that if you can speak a couple of different languages, you're going to be even more in demand as a court reporter, right?
There's all kinds of testimony. There's specialized testimony in medical cases, specialized testimony that gets addressed in the coursework. Medical terminology is one of the courses. Legal terminology is one of the courses. You know, certain court reporters specialize in types of cases if they choose. If they discover they have a certain affinity for it, they tend to get rehired for those jobs and they pursue those jobs. The short answer to the question, though, is yes. I mean, even in a standard courtroom, it could be right in the middle of the United States somewhere, there's oftentimes a number of different accents represented in that courtroom. And sometimes one who has, you know, knowledge of another language will be able to catch it when someone slips in a word from another language or maybe from another dialect or something like that. Just the affinity with which one has to acquire another, you know, language like a German, Spanish, French, Japanese, it's the same kind of affinity that one can use to also become a court reporter and then a better court reporter. So short answer to question, yes.
You know, I'm so jealous of Dr. Reed, and you might be asking, why would that be? Would I want to be a court reporter, a library director? Well, Dr. Reed spent 2 years working on his master's at the University of Notre Dame when they won the national championship in 1988 with Tony Rice as quarterback and Rocket Ishmael scoring touchdowns. I guess that was an exciting time to be at Notre Dame, huh?
Well, they were on their way back. I mean, they had had a tough time in the early 1980s, as I think you remember, Doug. And they were on their way back with Lou Holtz, who was in his third season there in 1988. Tim Brown was the Heisman Trophy winner for Notre Dame. I saw him, you know, return one of his touchdowns that year. An exciting player, went on to be, you know, with the Oakland Raiders. So it was a good time to be there for that reason, and also because they were just starting to get graduate programs going in earnest at the university. So a little bit of luck and a little bit of right place, right time for me. It was just the perfect fit, and that's a heck of an institution, you know. As far as, you know, I've never seen anything else like it anywhere else in the country as far as the college experience, you know. If you want something out of a movie, that is, you know, it's about the ultimate. I've never seen anything that could quite top it as far as, you know, the classic, you know, fairy tale college experience. The national championship thing, that was kind of, that was icing at the time. But fond memories.
What an extensive background Dr. Reed has, and as library director here at Bloomfield College, starting up a new class, an important class, one that is in need, court reporting. So if you are interested, he's given you the information to reach out. It's been great to talk to you about court reporting and your career.
Thank you, Doug, for this opportunity. You mentioned the shortage, and it's very acute. Anywhere in the country, especially here in New Jersey, there will be opportunities for those who can successfully complete. So I ask everyone, please consider it, and I extend my gratitude to Doug once again for giving me this chance to reach an audience. Thank you, sir.